Good evening. This is Akashwani. I am VC Pramod with the news at 9. The headlines. Government says ready to hold discussion on key issues including Operation Sindoor as monsoon session of parliament begins tomorrow. Seeks opposition's cooperation for smooth functioning of both the houses. Union Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu launches 10 new commercial flight routes from Hindon Civil Terminal in Ghaziabad. Centre orders formation of multi-sectoral team to assess rising natural disasters in Himachal Pradesh. Heavy downpour disrupts normal life in coastal Karnataka and Kerala. IMD warns of heavy rainfall over Uttarakhand and Himachal Pradesh tomorrow. Ukraine proposes fresh round of peace talks with Russia next week amid escalating hostilities. Moscow signals readiness. And India scripts history, clinching first ever medal in badminton at World University Games in Germany, bags bronze in mixed team event. The government has said that it is ready to hold discussion on key issues including Operation Sindoor as monsoon session of parliament begins tomorrow. During an all-party meeting in New Delhi today, ahead of the session, the government sought cooperation from opposition parties for smooth functioning of both the houses of parliament. Floor leaders of different political parties representing the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha attended the meeting. Union Minister and leader of the house in the Rajya Sabha, J.P. Nadda, chaired the meeting. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijeju and Ministers of State for Parliamentary Affairs Arjun Ram Meghwal and Dr. L. Murugan were also present. Besides Gaurav Gogoi and Pramod Tiwari from the Congress, Supriya Sule from NCP-SCP, Tiruchi Shiva of the DMK, Ram Gopal Yadav of Samajwadi Party, T.R. Balu from DMK and Sanjay Singh from AAP also attended the meeting. Talking to media after the meeting, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijeju said both the ruling and the opposition side should work together with good coordination.
हमने ये रिक्वेस्ट किया है कि सदन अच्छा से चले के लिए पक्ष और विपक्ष मिल करके हमको काम करना होगा आपस में कोऑर्डिनेशन अच्छी तरह से रखना होगा हम पॉलिटिकल पार्टीज अलग अलग विचारधारा का हो सकता है मगर पार्लियामेंट का सदन अच्छी तरह से चले ये सबका जिम्मेदारी है अपोजिशन का भी जिम्मेदारी है और सरकार का भी जिम्मेदारी है
Mr. Rijeju said the government is open to discussing key issues, including Operation Sindoor, in Parliament.
We are very open to discussion on important issues like Operation Sindoor, related to all the incidents right from the attack in the Pahalgam. These are issues of great national importance. Government is not shying away from discussion. The only thing I'm saying is we will discuss under certain rules, certain procedure, with a convention which is there before us.
When asked about the opposition's intent to bring up US President Donald Trump's remarks on mediation between India and Pakistan post-Operation Sindoor, the minister said government will respond appropriately on the matter on the floor of the House. Replying to a media query on Justice Verma's impeachment matter, Mr. Rijeju said the process will be undertaken collectively by all parties as it is not a move by the government alone. Meanwhile, Congress leader Gaurav Gogoi has demanded Prime Minister Modi's statement on the floor of the House on Pahalgam terror attack, US President Trump's remarks and special intensive revision in Bihar. RSP's N.K. Premachandran said entire opposition echoed the demand for a full-fledged discussion on the Pahalgam attack, Operation Sindoor and Trump's ceasefire remarks.
The monsoon session is beginning tomorrow. Let the House begin with the statement of the Honorable Prime Minister regarding the Pahalgam terrorist attack and Operation Sindoor and the statements made by Donald Trump. So the government has to respond to all these issues. That was the demand which we have made in the all-party meeting.
BJD leader Sushmit Patra said his party will raise the law and order situation and atrocities against women in Odisha during the session. Our correspondent has the details on the monsoon session of Parliament.
During the session, important legislations including Jan Vishwas, Amendment of Provisions Bill 2025, the National Sports Governance Bill 2025 and the Merchant Shipping Bill 2024 are expected to be taken up for discussion and passage. This parliament session is the first session after Operation Sindoor. The monsoon session will continue till 21st of August. During the session, there will be a total of 21 sittings of both houses. With Anand Saklan Akhtar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The News Services Division of Akashwani will bring you special discussions on the eve of the monsoon session of Parliament. The program's issues before Parliament and Akashwani Rainbow and Sansad Ke Samaksh Mudde on Akashwani Gold will be broadcast from 9:30 to 10 p.m. tonight. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-nation visit to the United Kingdom and Maldives from Wednesday. In the first leg, the Prime Minister will travel to the UK on the 23rd of this month for a two-day visit. During the visit, Prime Minister Modi will hold wide-ranging discussions with his UK counterpart, Keir Starmer, on the entire gamut of India-UK bilateral relations. Mr. Modi is also expected to call on His Majesty King Charles III. On the second leg of his tour, Prime Minister Modi will travel to the Maldives for a two-day visit from the 25th of this month. He will be the guest of honour at the celebrations of the 60th anniversary of independence of Maldives. Union Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu Kinjirappu launched 10 new commercial flight routes from Hindon Civil Terminal in Ghaziabad today. With this, direct air services to 10 major cities of the country has begun from the Hindon Terminal. These include Bengaluru, Kolkata, Varanasi, Indore, Chennai, Ahmedabad, Patna, Goa and Mumbai. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Naidu said flight services from Hindon Terminal will open a new door of development not only for the National Capital Region but also for the entire Western Uttar Pradesh.
हिंडन एयरपोर्ट से आज हम 10 नए कनेक्शंस यहां से शुरू कर रहे हैं और ये इंडिगो की सहायता से हम कर रहे हैं. ये हिंडन के पोटेंशियल को दर्शाता है. ये दिल्ली का एक बैकबोन एयरपोर्ट बनने वाला है. यहां का जो कैचमेंट एरिया गाजियाबाद से लेकर नोएडा, वेस्टर्न उत्तर प्रदेश और काफी हद तक दिल्ली का भी, उन सब के लिए भी इतने पास में एक अच्छा सा एयरपोर्ट बना है. तो वो सब अब रियलाइज करने लगे कि हम हिंडन से भी हम अच्छी तरह ट्रैवल कर सकते हैं.
Speaking on Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau's preliminary report regarding the Air India plane crash in Ahmedabad, the Union Civil Aviation Minister slammed Western media for its coverage and said that they may have a vested interest in the kind of articles they are trying to publish.
I believe in AIB. I believe in the work that they are doing. They have done a wonderful job in decoding the whole black box and getting the data out in India itself. It was a huge success for us because previous incidents, whenever the black box was seen to be damaged, it was always sent abroad to get the data out. But this is the first time that successfully AIB has decoded everything. The data has been here. Preliminary report also has been seen. But making any comments until the final report has come, I don't think it is a good exercise on behalf of anyone.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at the rate AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has directed the formation of a multi-sectoral central team in view of the frequency and intensity of natural disasters in Himachal Pradesh. The central team will consist of experts from National Disaster Management Authority, Central Building Research Institute Roorkee, Indian Institute of Tropical Meteorology Pune and Indian Institute of Technology Indore. The Home Ministry in a statement said that in the wake of flood, flash flood and landslides during southwest monsoon this year in different parts of Himachal Pradesh, the central government had already deputed an inter-ministerial central team for an on-the-spot first-hand assessment of damages. Heavy downpour has disrupted normal life in coastal Karnataka. The India Meteorological Department has said that widespread rain will continue in the regions till the 26th of this month as a fresh low-pressure area is likely to form over North Bay of Bengal around Thursday. More from our correspondent.
Heavy downpour continues in coastal Karnataka and south interior Karnataka. Wind speed up to 40 to 50 km per hour prevails along the coastline and fishermen are advised not to venture into the sea till July 22nd. Orange alert is sounded in Chikmagaluru and tourists visiting the waterfalls and other destinations are advised to take caution. Yellow alert is given for Bengaluru and adjoining districts. The schools and colleges remained closed in coastal Karnataka since yesterday. Sudhindra, Akashwani News, Bengaluru.
Heavy rainfall across several parts of Kerala today led to rising water levels in rivers and dams, causing waterlogging in low-lying areas. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange alert for 9 northern districts, while a yellow alert has been issued for the remaining 5 districts of the state. In Palakkad district, dam shutters were opened to release excess water. Meanwhile, alerts have been issued for the Manimala River in Pathanamthitta district and Mogral River in Kasaragod district due to significantly rising water levels. Residents living along the riverbanks have been advised to remain alert. Meanwhile, IMD has forecast very heavy rainfall over Uttarakhand till Tuesday and in Himachal Pradesh till Wednesday. Heavy to very heavy rainfall is also likely over Tamil Nadu till Tuesday and in Telangana till Thursday. The weather agency also predicted heavy rainfall in West Uttar Pradesh and Haryana till tomorrow and in Punjab, Jammu and Kashmir till 24th of July. Moderate rainfall has also been predicted for Delhi NCR during the next 24 hours. The 15-year-old girl who was set on fire by miscreants at Balanga in Puri, Odisha, has been admitted to the All India Institute of Medical Sciences in New Delhi. The patient was airlifted from AIIMS Bhubaneswar to New Delhi this afternoon. In a statement, the AIIMS said her condition is critical and she is on oxygen support and a team of doctors is closely monitoring her condition. In international news, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has proposed a new round of peace talks with Russia next week, aiming to de-escalate tensions amid renewed hostilities. President Zelensky, during his daily address yesterday, said the invitation was extended by Secretary of the National Security and Defense Council of Ukraine, Rustem Umerov, who previously led negotiations with Moscow in Turkey's Istanbul. President Zelensky's diplomatic overture comes following Russia's rejection of a 50-day ceasefire ultimatum proposed earlier this week by U.S. President Donald Trump, which was tied to threats of severe tariffs. On the Russian side, Moscow also signaled readiness for talks with Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov, echoing the call for dialogue, reaffirming Moscow's stated preference for diplomatic resolution and indicating a willingness to renegade in talks. In Indonesia, at least 3 people lost their lives after a passenger ship caught fire off the coast of North Sulawesi province today. Around 150 people were rescued in the incident. The KM Barcelona VA vessel, with 280 people on board, was on a journey from the Talaud Islands to Manado City when it caught fire this afternoon, forcing dozens of people on board to leap into the ocean to escape the blazing inferno. In sports, India today scripted history, clinching the first ever medal in badminton at the FISU World University Games in Berlin, Germany. India bagged bronze in the mixed team event after losing to Chinese Taipei in the semi-final tie 3-1. Out of the 4 matches, Devika Sihag was the lone point scorer for India, defeating higher-ranking Huang Qingping in the women's singles match. Meanwhile, at the Games, swimmer Srihari Nataraj continued his record-breaking spree as he bettered the best Indian time in the men's 100-meter freestyle. He clocked 49.46 seconds to qualify for the semifinals today. Nataraj broke Virdhawal Khade's 16-year-old record of 49.47 seconds. The 3-day Youth Spiritual Summit in Varanasi, themed Drug-Free Youth for Developed India, concluded with the adoption of the Kashi Declaration. The resolution expressed commitment to a nationwide campaign for drug-free India. Speaking on the occasion, Union Youth Affairs Minister Mansukh Mandavia emphasized the vital role of youth in building a developed India. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Government says ready to hold discussions on key issues including Operation Sindoor as monsoon session of parliament begins tomorrow. Sikhs opposition's cooperation for smooth functioning of both the houses. Union Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu launches 10 new commercial flight routes from Hindon Civil Terminal in Ghaziabad. Centre orders formation of multi-sectoral team to assess rising natural disasters in Himachal Pradesh. Heavy downpour disrupts normal life in coastal Karnataka and Kerala. IMD warns of heavy rainfall over Uttarakhand and Himachal Pradesh tomorrow. Ukraine proposes fresh round of peace talks with Russia next week amid escalating hostilities. Moscow signals readiness. And India scripts history, clinching first ever medal in badminton at World University Games in Germany. Bags bronze in mixed team event. That's all in the news at 9. Good night.